Good morning, everybody. Today is the 15th of September. It is 2022. My name is Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio, and I appreciate you being here with us. Today, when we're doing the show live, or perhaps you're listening on the archives. We know a lot of people do that. Okay, we thank you for that and for passing the word around about what we do. We archive everything over at ace-ed.org. I'll tell you all about that, our home website, in just a second. We got a nice show for you today. We're going to talk to a company called Doodle Learning. Yeah, I like the name. Okay, Doodle Learning, and it joins the Discovery Education, my good friends, Discovery Education family of services. Okay, it's a nice product. We'll talk about the product, but there's something that's even more interesting about this. All right, Tom and Nicola, okay, who you'll meet in a few minutes, are the co-founders, all right, and co-presidents. They're married, okay, and they started their company, Doodle Learning. All right, they were both teachers. And a lot of teachers think they have a good idea for a product, and then you kind of let it slide. A lot of you don't, a lot of you do. But this is a great story about how they were teachers, saw a need, created a product, grew it themselves, and then it wound up being sold, absorbed, okay, by Discovery Education. And on the show with us is Phil Nanny. Phil's a VP, Senior VP of Development and Strategy over at Discovery Education. So we're going to talk to him about what they saw in the product that got them to work with the product and eventually purchase it. Okay, so it's a nice little mix. It's a great thing for educators to know, because I remember when I was a teacher, you have these ideas. Something works, something's good, or you see a need that's not being filled. Okay, and you come up kind of with the idea, what do you do then? So we'll learn from Tom and Nicola, all right, and talk to Phil all about this over at Doodle Learning. It's all at discoveryed.com. As I mentioned, we're going to archive the show over at ace-ed.org, and that's the home website for American Consortium for Equity in Education. And we do a lot over there. We have our magazine, which is an online journal, very nice, called Equity and Access. And go over there, you see the big cover of the back-to-school issue. Just click through on that, and you'll be able to read the magazine. We have a lot of stuff on there all over the website, but we have all these things archived over there. We have a website called teacher-retention.com. Did I say archived? I meant linked. They're linked over there. Teacher-retention.com. Obviously, you can figure out what that's about. That is some great professional development ideas. All right, you may want to check that out. Our Excellence in Equity Awards program, okay, has been extended for nominations through September 30th. So if you want to nominate yourself or a product you use or a colleague or whatever you want, go through, check the categories, et cetera. There's a link for awards at ace-ed.org. We extended it because we were getting so many nominations. So please check it out and help us out. We're trying to find the best that's out there. We also have seltoday.org, which is our resource center for social emotional learning, which we believe is very important in our ever never ending quest for equity. And of course, all our podcasts like this one are over there as well. So please check it out. So we're going to go over to jolly old England today, as well as wherever Phil is. We'll find that out in just a second. All right, and talk to Tom and Nicola and Phil. Ladies first, Nicola Chilman, welcome to the show. I'm Larry Jacobs. Call me Larry. Thank you. It's a pleasure to have you here. And your husband is here too, Tom. Tom, good morning. Tom Miner.
Good morning, Larry, or good afternoon as it is over here. But
yeah, it is.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
Yeah. And you're the first English people. I have friends over there, but we haven't talked. Okay, I'm sorry about the. I'm sorry about the Queen. The Queen died, and you know that to me, I got to say this. I'm sorry about that, because no matter how people feel about the monarchy, I happen to like it. Okay, this is an end of an era. All right, and it's really important. Did it affect you guys as you went about your daily life? I assume it affects everybody over there. Nicola.
Yeah, it certainly. For those in London, I think it's had quite a big impact. But it does mean a lot to some people and less to others. But it's like you say, she's had a long reign and it's been very interesting. And yeah, no, it is a sad time.
Yeah, it is. And the people are waiting 7 miles. I read that today in the New York Times. The line can be 7 miles long at times to pay their respects.
Wow.
It's just worth mentioning because she's been the queen really since I've been alive. And, you know, I mean, it's the end of an era, and I just wanted to mention that. You two are now representing all of England. I want you to know that, so congratulations for that. Okay, there you go. All right. Phil,
a heavy responsibility.
Phil, where are you calling in from, Phil? Phil Nanny, where are you calling in from?
Hey, good morning, Larry. I'm calling in from Charlotte, North Carolina.
That's not nearly as interesting as England. I'm sorry. That's not nearly as interesting. Okay, Phil, welcome to the show.
I would tend to agree with you there.
Yeah. How are you today?
I'm doing great. I appreciate you having us on the show.
Oh, you kidding? My pleasure. For goodness sake, we're going to have a great conversation about this. Okay. Now, I want to say Tom and Nicola are married. Okay. And my wife and I ran a company together for a while. We were both presidents as well of the company. And somehow when we got home at the end of the day, she retained the title of president and I became nothing but a lowly serf. And I'm curious if that's the same thing in your house, Tom.
I'm going to be diplomatic here, but we talk a lot about work all the time. But our work life and our own lives are completely blended. Our children know an awful lot about, more than they probably should, about our business. We talk about work in front of our children, and I think the people at work know more about our children than they probably should as well, the other way around. It's all a big mix.
Right. I think it's great when I see you guys working together. I'm going to ask my English friends, Tom and Nicola, to hang up and call back in. There's a little bit of a breakup, okay? And I think if you call back in, maybe we can fix that. Can you guys do that?
We'll do that right now.
Do it right now. Just hang up, call back. Okay, I'm watching the board, and I'll talk to Phil in the meantime. Phil, Discovery Education, I work a lot with them. You know that, okay? And, you know, when you go looking at you guys are always looking to expand stuff, all right? What brought you to what Doodle Learning? How did you ever find this thing? Did they approach you? Did you approach them?
It's a great question. So I spend a lot of my time out trying to become aware of all the different amazing teams and products that are out in the ecosystem. But the reality is my best leads come from my colleagues and other people in the industry. So my colleagues will say, hey, have you heard about this? And I said, no, I never heard about it. And they'll say, well, you should check it out. And so actually that's exactly what happened with Doodle. Is a person in our curriculum department was a big fan of Doodle and reached out to me and said, you know, Philip, hey, here's a company. It's called Doodle Learning. It's over in the UK. We think they're doing really awesome things, and you should check it out. We think it fits within our portfolio. We think they're doing things the right way. And so I did. Honestly, this all started with a cold LinkedIn message to Tom and Nick, and the rest is history.
There you go, man. And congratulations, everybody. It came together, and that's just fabulous. Okay, Nicola, tell us what Doodle Learning is. Okay, you're on. Ms. Chilman.
Larry, I'm going to let Tom answer that because Tom's the product guy.
All right, let me do that again. Tom, tell us what Doodle Learning is. Mr. Miner, go ahead.
Okay, thanks, Larry. We've been in education all our lives, and we were tutoring children before we started Doodle Learning. We were tutoring children one-to-one. And what we felt like was missing in the market, what we wanted to create was software that kind of created individual work programs just like we were doing as one-to-one tutors, you know, that analyzed children's performance, that gave them a baseline assessment, and gave them a work program that was completely tailored to their needs and also their goals, you know, whether they wanted to catch up, they were behind, or whether they just wanted to top up what was going on at school, or whether they wanted to get ahead. So we created Doodle Maths, and then latterly we created Doodle English as well, using the same technology. And the idea was to provide these bite-sized exercises on a daily basis, highly interactive questions, completely tailored to each individual user. And we created them for 4 to 14-year-olds. And the idea is children just use them primarily on a mobile app. You can use them on phones and iPads, but also you can use them in the browser now as well, just for a few minutes every day. A bit more if you need to catch up, perhaps a little bit less if you need to just kind of keep up and top up what's going on at school. Something that can fit around your daily routine, whether you're at home and you're a home user and you're just trying to, fit something around the swimming lessons and the football lessons that you're taking your children to here, there and everywhere every day. This is something that can fit around that daily schedule. It started pretty basic in 2012, but it's a really sophisticated bit of technology now, as we're in the latter part of 2022.
So Tom, let me ask you this, and please pass it to Nicola if you wish, okay? But if you were teachers, or are you tech people? How'd you put this together technology-wise? It's not an easy jump.
Yeah, we often joke that we're an ed tech product, and normally an ed tech product needs an education founder and a technology founder, and we're two education founders. We're an ed product, if you like. I've got a background in technology many years ago before I went into teaching, so I knew just enough to know what was possible. But we backed ourselves up with a really good technology team, initially outsourcing it and funding that outsourcing from our savings. And then latterly, as we grew the business, we just built an in-house team of really smart people.
And you did. And by the way, where are you in England or the UK, wherever the heck you are? Where are you?
We're in Bath, famous for Bridgerton.
Bath is one of my favorite towns. I own fountain pens that I bought in Bath. So we stay on Humphrey Street, Great Humphrey Street.
Oh, brilliant. Bath. Yeah.
Right. There you go. I love Bath. I had a couple of pints too many there a few nights in a row. So I've just had a great memory of Bath, England. It's just Bath Spa. Okay? You guys are lucky to live there. It's a beautiful town. Okay? And so, you got the technology. And you have the product. I have to ask you this, but you're educators. You're both educators. You're immersed in education. How'd you wind up building it and marketing it? How'd you tell other people about it? Nicola, do you want to do that, or is that Tom's bailiwick?
Well, we've got a background in teaching, but we also then, we both taught in secondary schools, in comprehensive, so public school sector in the U.S.,
mm-hmm.
We run education centres. So after we'd had a career in teaching, we had, for 7 years, we ran education centres where we tutored children on a weekly basis. So they'd come, we had a couple of hundred children attending sessions. And so we kind of had this in-between stage of being teachers in the classroom and running our own business, which was a franchise. So we learned a lot about marketing. We learned a lot about getting customers. But it also presented us with people that we'd already tutored. So we just marketed it to people who were coming to our sessions in our local paper. I mean, we're talking 2012. Things were done a little bit differently back then. We didn't have sophisticated email campaign systems at the beginning, but we got a presence in the App Store really quickly because we were known as educators in our own community. And so people downloaded our first app, and we quickly got a presence in the App Store. And we were actually in the top 10 education apps in the very early days. And now that would be really challenging because there's so many products out there. But back in the early days, it was a lot of word of mouth.
Wow, but that's a good story, and I love that. Congratulations on that. That's amazing. Phil, how did you find out about it? Who told you about it? Where'd you learn about it?
Yeah, it was one of my colleagues in our curriculum department. He had been – I'm not sure where he heard about it, to be honest.
That's
but
what
he,
I mean, yeah,
that's
what I wanted to guess.
I'm not sure where he heard about it, but he passed it along to me. After he became aware of the Doodle Learning product suite and just thought it was a really, really robust product that he thought we could do a whole lot with. And so he said, we should reach out.
I want to say this the right way. Discovery is a good company. They're one of my best friends out there. All right. We do a lot of work together. I'll tell you that right off the bat. Okay. But you know, there's a lot of products out there.
Yep.
When you look at a product, okay, how do you measure if it fits into what you're doing, or just talk about that aspect. And again, I want to put this in perspective. We talked to a lot of educators, like I said at the beginning of the show, okay, and a lot of them have these great ideas. Okay, and Tom and Nicola are amazing. They were actually able to take this idea, put it together, and create this company. And that's the way a number of companies start. Then get the attention of the big guys like Discovery. Okay, but Tom, once they get the attention, what are you looking for? I said Tom again. I meant Phil. I'm sorry. Phil, forgive me.
No, all good. All good, Larry. Yeah, so Tom and Nick have heard me say this before. It's something that's easy to say but hard to find, and it's three things. We look for people, product, and impact. So on the people front, we're looking for really passionate teams who are also very talented operators. And you got to have both. You can't just be an operator. You also got to be passionate about kind of the mission of your organization. And then the product has to be really high quality. And I'll loop back to what I mean by that in just a second.
Okay.
And then by impact, I mean two things. First, impact in kind of the classroom, something that's impactful and efficacious for students and easy to use for teachers. But also impact in the sense that there's a way that Discovery Education brings something to the table as well. You know, buying the business and then just kind of letting it sit out there is not kind of the way we view the world. We want Discovery Education to bring something unique to the table and to really inflect the distribution and growth of that business and the reach of their mission. And so, you know, here with Doodle is primarily based in the UK. You know, pretty much all its customers are there. We obviously have great relationships that we've earned, and emphasis on earned, over the last two decades here in the States. When we were doing, so looking back to the product point, when we were doing our due diligence on Doodle, we did some surveying of teachers and administrators in the United Kingdom, and it was some of the most positive, off-the-charts type of responses that we've ever seen. And we do a lot of this. So the level of satisfaction and engagement from teachers was like leaps and bounds above what I've seen from other products that we've done surveys on. And the net promoter score, meaning, you know, the propensity of administrators and decision makers to recommend Doodle Learning, was also at the very top end of the range. And so when we saw that, we were like, wow, yeah, this is pretty obvious that they're doing something really right here with their product and in the classroom. And so what we want to do is take the product, try to get it ready for the U.S. market as well as other markets globally, and then really materially increase the reach and impact that their product's able to make.
And that you just brought up something really interesting. And besides spelling like a program, okay, without the M-E at the end, okay, like the Brits do. You know, I love that, guys, about you, okay? Okay, how do you, when you take a British product, this is interesting, or a foreign product, but the British in this case, and you said make it fit the American market, what does that actually mean? That's really interesting to me. To me, it looks like it kind of fits already, except for the spelling of a few words, okay, which I love, and I will say that. Rumor is R-U-M-O-R, by the way, and forget the U, but we'll move on. Okay, good.
Yeah, let's get back to the thing I said about impact, and this is something that Discovery Education brings to the table. You know, we're one of the few truly global providers in K-12 education.
There you are.
We have an immense amount of experience taking products, both our own and third parties, and localizing them for whatever the market is that we're looking to enter or to expand in. And so we've done that in regions throughout the world, South America, you know, Europe, the MENA region, Asia. And so we have a lot of experience doing that. And so, you know, just like we would anywhere else, we have experts, I should say, in taking the product and making sure that it's ready for whatever the local market is. And so we're executing on that right now with those same in-house experts.
And will it still be branded as Doodle Learning here in the States, Phil? How will it fit in? Where will they find it here?
I'd be getting a little bit outside of my bailiwick there.
Oh, sorry.
Didn't
mean to jump that on you. Yeah. The reason I'm asking, we're talking about it now, okay? And is there – well, maybe I should ask Tom this. Tom, okay, you're working on it now. Okay, where can people go now if you want them to learn about Doodle Learning? Let me ask that question. Tom.
Yeah. Well, you know,
or maybe it's in flux right now. You know, it might be in flux right now. You guys seem mixed up by the question. I don't mean to do that to you. I'm just curious. People are interested in this. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I understand. No, our website's doodlelearning.com, and you can go on there. You can sign up for a free trial. We give free trials to home users. 7-day free trials. You can try a few questions for free. So that's all online. It's very much like Philip said. It's very much at the moment tailored to the British market, the UK curriculum. We'd love to have tackled the US curriculum on our own. But there's no way we could have taken on a task that big, and aligned with the US curriculum without the help of, a big player like Discovery Education, who can help us with that alignment with the Common Core standards. Everything that educators are looking for in the US, Discovery can help us with that. Discovery Education can help us with that.
And you just answered that absolutely perfectly, because not every things have to fit in. Okay, they have to make sense. Okay, and the curriculums are different, and the way they're taught are different. The kids wind up the same way, but they're different. Okay, and like you said, you're a small company. You can't tackle the U.S. market, the Canadian market, the Brazilian market. Okay, you're just not big enough. Okay, but when you've got this core great product that's terrific, all right, these apps in English language, these apps in math, okay, and they work, okay, you're able to link up with a company like Discovery, and they can push it worldwide. You can't. They can. And I have to ask you this, and Nicola, I'm going to ask you, because it strikes me as interesting. This is your baby, okay? Noodle Learning is your baby doodle, okay? And baby doodle's now about to reach adolescence, or probably it is in adolescence, but they're going to get a car soon, okay? It's going to get a nice car. It's going to be driving all over the world, maybe get a plane, okay? Well, when Discovery approaches you, when a big company approaches you, I mean, it's still yours that you're everybody wants to sell their product, and everybody wants to see their product grow, and obviously it's a terrific product. What were your feelings on that? Okay, and when Discovery came, what brought you to them? That's interesting. Nicola.
Well, there's a bit of a backstory there. So Discovery talked to us a little while ago, a year before, let's say about 18 months ago, and we weren't ready, and we would have, our team wasn't ready, our product wasn't ready, and it was a really interesting conversation with Philip and Scott and at Discovery Education, but Tom and I came away from that conversation knowing that it just the timing wasn't right, and we have a lot of integrity. We believe in our product, but we also believe that you can't make a partnership if you're not ready. So, interestingly, we came back from that kind of conversation 18 months ago, and we said, "Wow, that's amazing! They're interested in us. They can see a place for us. We need to get our ship with a P in order." And we went about setting up a plan, which I refer to as our 7-point plan, to get ourselves ready to kind of partner with somebody of their caliber. They came back, we put those action points in place. And 12 months later, they got in contact again. And we very naively thought it was just them being friendly. And they said they'd keep in touch, and they were keeping in touch. And, what seemed incredible to us was that actually they were still interested. They still thought our maths product was, the best that they could find to partner with. And we had made so many great changes within the organization. We were in a completely different place. And I feel, for other people out there who are thinking about their company, if that's what you aspire to do, then you know, you do, there are certain things that you need to have in place, and you've got to identify what those are and be ready, because I really think that had they have kind of looked more closely at us 18 months ago, we would have not stood up to the scrutiny that of what they were looking for. And I just think the timing was right this year, and we were in so much better a place. So yeah, really, have I answered your question, Larry?
You answered it beautifully. I was just going to say that to you. Okay, that's a great story. Okay, and I congratulate you on that, for pulling back, thinking it through, making it work. Okay, you know, and taking something that was really good and you were doing fine with it, and now you're going to get it out to everybody, literally everybody. Okay, and you took your time and you did it right. You guys did it right, and you know, boy, if you ever want to get back to teaching, you can teach kids that story. Okay, and they'll learn a lot from that.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just amazing, you know. And Philip said something a few minutes ago. He said that when they talked to all the administrators and teachers, you know, that were using the product over in the UK, they got nothing but great answers. Okay, and you said it before, Tom. Okay, the EdTech is pretty big right now. Okay, it's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. There's a lot of products out there, you know. What do you think it is that makes the Doodle Learning product so darn effective out there that they're just raving about it? What is it, Tom? And I have a feeling, if I can answer even before you answer, I have a feeling one of the things is that you build a good company that stands behind the product with good people, okay? And I think that's key. But about the product itself, what is it that's making, giving those rave reviews? Tom?
Yeah, well, I think what stands out with the product specifically, well, in fact, let's take it back to 2012 when we launched in the App Store. And I remember at the time then there were 20,000 maths apps competing for attention in the Apple App Store back in 2012 when we were looking to launch. But the same exists today. There's a lot of products out there. There's a lot of content out there. But there still remains very little that kind of intelligently looks at what a child's ability is, what the child's or the parent's or the teacher's goals are, and puts together that work program that does realistically fit into the daily routine. So, you know, what we set out to do, you know, we're actually doing really, really well. You know, we've stuck by that as our mission. And, you know, we've just got better and better and better at it over the last 10 years. So, you know, whereas a lot of people are still doing the content thing, we're doing the, the work program thing and the individualized, personalized thing. And we're doing it really, really well in a way that genuinely does fit into children's lives. So I think, you know, from the product point of view, I'd say that sets us apart quite significantly.
But I would add to that and say that Tom and I experienced coaching children in the education centres for 7 years, and we learned that you can have a really quick impact in maths.
Wow.
You know, we reckon 6 weeks, and we could really help a child change their mindset around maths. If they were working on the right things at the right level with lots of growth mindset messaging, then they started learning more at school. They were learning in our environment, and we were able to make a big difference. And back then, we didn't really know about the work of Joe Bowler and Carol Dweck, and we kind of intuitively found those sorts of ways of getting children to work. But how we run our company and how our product is engages is about helping children, you know, helping people overcome the mindset that they can't do things. We have to get the message out to all people that making some mistakes is good. We need to dispel the myth that there's such a thing as a maths brain. We need children. We need teen people to love challenge, embrace mistakes. We need to praise their effort over ability. And those are the things that are at the core of of Doodle Learning, and that's our team, that's the children, the learners, and you know, those are the things that I think the teachers engage with and the parents engage with, because we want our children to have resilience and confidence, you know, over ability, I believe.
Yeah.
If we just go back to what I was saying at the start, when we were saying that we're both education backgrounders, I think, you know, what we perceived initially as a weakness is perhaps turned into a strength. We're, you know, our product is really good at education. It's underpinned by, you know, stuff like, as Nicola mentioned, Carol Dweck, Joe Bowler's work, but also, you know, there's learning science behind it in terms of zones of proximal development and spaced repetition and inductive learning that have been applied to the work, which makes a really, really educationally sound product.
I got to tell you,
Larry,
you guys are really putting together something. Phil, go ahead. Philip, go ahead.
Can I just say?
Sure.
Do you see what I mean by people?
Go ahead.
Do you see what I mean by people here?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's a good story. I love it, and I mean, just you guys should be so proud of yourselves. Okay, what's the next step, Philip? You're in charge now, Senior VP of Development and Strategy. Strategize. What's the next step, Philip Nanny?
I would never claim to be in charge of very much, but I think it's pretty clear. I mean, we want to continue partnering with the whole Doodle team to grow the product in the UK. Nothing changes there. We need to kind of keep expanding what they're doing in that market. And then it goes back to what we said. We're hoping to massively inflect the reach and the growth of the business in markets around the world, certainly in the U.S.
It's got to be. I know it's business, but it's got to be so much fun. You're going to have so much fun watching it grow. I mean, it's watching it grow from where it is now, which is great, to an even bigger thing. And so many hundreds of thousands, literally more users who are going to benefit from this. Okay. So right now it's at doodlelearning.com, but Discovery Education is going to pick it up from there, from now. Okay. This is just great, guys. I wish you the best of luck. And it's wonderful to talk to two Bathites. Are you Bathites? What are you if you live in Bath?
Bathanians.
You're Bethanian? Really? There's
Bethanian,
a word? Bethanian?
Yeah.
Bethanian.
Oh, Bethanian.
sounds very Roman. I'm a Bethanian. Take off your head. Right. That's amazing. And if you've never been to Bath, please stay at Tom and Nicola's house. They'd love to have you all. Okay? Terrific breakfasts. And, you know, it's just a great city. It is. Philip, get over there, visit them, and have a couple of pints and think of me, okay?
I'm excited to do it.
And you'll leave me. Have you ever been to Bath, Philip? Have you been to Bath?
You know, it's funny. I have not, but it's on the in the diary.
Put it on the agenda. Yeah, it's a great town. It really is a great town. Tom, Nicola, best of luck to you. You guys are just great. Okay, and Phil, thanks a million, man. Okay, both of you. Take care. Continue good fortune.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Take care.
We appreciate it, Larry. Thank you.
I appreciate you. Thank you. Bye-bye. Wow, aren't they great? That was terrific. What great people. That's Nicola Chilman, who's married to Tom Miner, okay? And they are the co-chief executive officers of Doodle Learning, which is doodlelearning.com. Follow me here, which you can go over and learn all about. Cool, great stuff. The apps for English and math purchased by Discovery Education. They're going to take it. They're going to grow it, okay? They're good at that, okay? They're good at everything. They're my friends, all right? We're going to archive the show over at ace-ed.org, and please go over and see all the things that we do over there, okay? We're pretty proud of it, okay? And I think you'll like it if you go over the Smirkin Consortium for Equity in Education over at ace-ed.org and all the stuff we do. My name's Larry Jacobs. Thanks for listening.